This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough in front of you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome. It's a very busy Saturday. Thank you. There's lots going on both coasts. And here's the thing about all of that. There's a bigger story than that out there, and we no one's talking about it. I seriously put this up on social media earlier today, but there's a bigger story when it comes to government corruption. When it comes to government harming its citizens, the damage being done to innocent people, there's actually a bigger story than California and Florida tonight. I will get into that before we're done tonight. Anyway, welcome aboard. Glad you're with us. It's a very busy Saturday night, and as always, we are thankful to have you with us. Radio Night Live is the name of the broadcast. Kevin McCullough is my name. And today in New York, we finally had a little bit of the white stuff come. It was interesting because there was this a little bit of snow that came our way, and was glad, but it didn't, not enough to stick, but it just was enough when I was driving the 8-year-old home from Taekwondo. It was just enough to go, hey, we're in a different cycle now. And beautiful, beautiful colors, of course, through the Northeast. But that just is amplified when I go to the online news sources. And, Nick, if you can, pull up the picture of the Pacific Coast Highway that I sent over. This was going viral on most of the news sites today. But if you are watching on Biz TV or if you're watching on our Facebook live feed, really, really amazing. In that it was this look right there, that dark purple and blue and brown and black cloud kind of descending upon the Pacific Coast Highway. You can see the beach and so forth. That's what the people of Southern California are dealing with right now. And there's a lot of concern in my household because all of the bride's family is from that region. And our very good friends at Christian Solidarity International actually have their U.S. headquarters in Thousand Oaks, same place that all this got started on. The other big story is in Florida tonight, where the recount is now officially underway. They have, I think, 8 days to try to straighten out all that madness, and it's just gotten worse. It's just gotten worse. The woman that you see on your screen right there, Brenda Snipes, she's actually now admitted that she's kind of playing this. I don't know. I'm watching the news footage, and I don't think she's very convincing, but she's playing this like, well, I don't really know what I'm doing kind of thing. And she's already been found guilty in past cases of like destroying ballots before they could be recounted. She's already had her fingers in just questionable, manipulative procedures when it comes to votes. And so, needless to say, the campaigns are concerned. And so the governor, Rick Scott, who's running for U.S. Senate against Ben Nelson there, had filed a lawsuit. That lawsuit was actually upheld. The judge ruled in favor of the governor. And lo and behold, last night at 7 o'clock, she was supposed to give the governor's team access to all of the ballots. And she sent one of her assistants out and said to the press, we're not going to comply with the judge's order. Like, well, how do you get to still walk around and be free? Like, I don't understand how that works. But anyway, so those are the big stories. And if there's anything that breaks out that is, an update on either of those, I'll get you up to date tonight. You're not going to be without knowledge of what's going on. But I wanted to go to California and talk with Joel Vanderspeck of Christian Solidarity International because, as I said just a little bit ago, their offices, their U.S. headquarters are there in Thousand Oaks. I wanted to get an update on what was going on with them. And if you're not aware, they are our partner this year for our holiday effort. In fact, we've got an update for you. We can put that on the screen. So far, thanks to your generosity, of the 82 families that we have targeted to try to help this holiday season, we're talking about families that are in Nigeria that are displaced, that are being run out of their homes, etc. 27 of those families have been rescued. 55 families yet to do that. That's our goal for Christmas this year, and all they want for Christmas is just a chance to live. But Joel has been with us a couple of times. He's going to be with us tonight, and we're going to talk about it, and really glad to have him back. But Joel, before we get into any of that, welcome back to the show, first of all. But bring us up to speed on Christian Solidarity International's offices and your personnel and how you guys are doing tonight in light of the real tragedy that Thousand Oaks has endured on two fronts this last week.
Yes, thank you, Kevin, for the opportunity to share. People are certainly broken, heartbroken in the Thousand Oaks area over the mass shooting that took place this last week. And then the fires on top of that horrific tragedy. The community has been completely shaken. As you can imagine, as you said, your wife's family's in the area there, so you know the extent of what's happening. This is a community that has not experienced anything like that before. Of course, there's been fires, but nothing as massive as this.
Yeah. Well, I was reading it's the third safest, it's the supposedly the third safest town in the U.S., and I would say that when I met and married my bride, you know, the place we held our wedding was in Calabasas, which is right next door, and even the list of the victims of the shooting at the country and western dance place, she knew they were children of people that she had known or had friends that knew, so it's like 1 or 2 degrees of separation at most. It's a very tight-knit community.
Yes, absolutely, Kevin. And Patty, who's our chief operating officer, running so much of our CSI operations, lives in the community there, too. And she's been on standby for evacuation with her 92-year-old mom, so we've been praying for them. Been in touch with her throughout the day, and they had to wake up at 2 a.m. The other night and see the flames coming close to the house. And they just had the suitcases packed and ready to go. And they were praying. And, of course, they're praying for the wind to just blow the fire, the direction of the fire in a different direction. And they thank God because the fire did go in a different direction from where their home is into more of a barren area in the mountain, the mountain pass there. So we're very thankful, and we very much appreciate people's prayers and support.
Yeah, well, and of course, we're such a close partner with you guys in terms of what we have tried to do these last two or three seasons, and thankful for that opportunity. But you kind of become family after a while, and so, of course, you were on my mind very heavily this week. By the way, I want to give this phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. That's the number you're going to hear us give a lot tonight. But, Joel, if people are just joining us for the first time, I've briefly described that we're trying to help 82 families, and 27 of them have been rescued so far. But do it a little bit better than I did. Explain what it is that we're actually trying to accomplish.
Sure, Kevin. And you put it so well on your website that there's a crisis in our community in Southern California, and there's always things going on at home. We're looking abroad to our brothers and sisters in the faith in Nigeria that have suffered horrendous persecution over the last months, not just the last months, which is intensified, but since 2001, the Christians in the middle region of Nigeria, where the Muslim north meets the Christian south, there's been jihadist militant attacks against the Christian villages, beautiful, peaceful Christian people, just in their farming communities, that have had Muslim militants come in and slaughter men, women, and children in cold blood. I was there, Kevin. I mentioned in the other program that our project manager, Franco, and I were there on the scene.
Right.
While the most recent attack happened, where over 230 Christians were slaughtered in these villages simply for being Christian. And so they've been targeted. And so there's been 11,000 displaced Christians from these villages, and we've seen them. We've met them there. We're providing aid. And so we're really giving this cry for help on behalf of the Nigerian church.
Sure.
For the support in terms of food, medical attention, and shelter as they've had to leave their communities.
And that's what, friend, your $225 per family is actually accomplishing. It's food and shelter and needed medical attention. As you can imagine, if there are Islamic terrorists riding into these towns and conducting these attacks, the surgeries and the cost of the rehab and that kind of stuff, it gets prohibitive when you're talking about not a very advanced economy. And that's what the villagers in and around or the outskirts of the Jos city area are like. And so what we're talking about is really just mere survival, but survival in such a way that they don't necessarily feel like their lives are continually in danger because of it. And Joel, that's one of the key important parts of this, that relocation and the shelter. I got a few questions after you were here the last time from people that they didn't quite fully understand, but they're in outlying villages now, and they do that partly because of maybe the type of vocation that they have or the travel that they have to get to work, etc. You guys are trying to move them into a more accountable and watchful area in that regard. We'll talk more about that when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. We are live from New York City. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, first met you.
So glad to have you with us, Calvin McCullough, live from New York.
Like the world was new to me.
And we're a little bit shorthanded tonight, so it's one of those challenges where we're doing, so some of us are doing extra stuff than we normally do. Normally, I just think about talking. Tonight, I have to think about hitting buttons and stuff, too. So we're working it all out. But thank you for being here. 888-342-1010 is the number that we're asking you to call tonight. And the reason that I want you to call that number tonight, 888-342-1010, is because as we've begun to let you know a few weeks ago, we are once again engaged in a very important effort at the holiday season time of year. Now through Christmas and the end of the year, we're doing everything we can to rescue 82 families that have been victimized by the Fulani herdsmen. And we're speaking with Joel Vanderspeck of Christian Solidarity International to find out more about who those people are, the Fulani herdsmen, even these families, what they're up against, etc. But if you're just joining us for the first time, it's good to get in, good to come up to speed on what it is, and I don't want to leave anybody out. So 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, and Joel rejoins us again from Southern California, and CSI's offices, it should be noted, are in Thousand Oaks. Thank goodness they're okay. They haven't been impacted by the fire, and they continue to hope and pray that that is the case. And Joel, just the fact that you're willing to spend Saturday night with us in light of all of that is a blessing in and of itself. So thanks for being here. Now the break interrupted us, and you were just getting to tell us a bit about what the dilemma is for these families that we're trying to rescue.
Right, Gavin. So, you had mentioned about those that are being persecuted in the area of Jos. And one of the things, while I was there on the ground, one of the most recent attacks took place. And while we talk about the crisis that's taking place near our office right now in Southern California with the fires and the mass shooting, we see rescue workers heroically battling the flames of those fires and the first responders just rushing to these particular emergencies. That situation in Nigeria for our brothers and sisters in the faith is that these attackers came in the middle of the night and throughout the day for 3 to 4 days, attacking Christians in cold blood with AK-47s, with machetes, with clubs, with tanks full of gasoline to burn people's houses and burn people alive. And no one came to help them. The authorities stood back and just basically did nothing. And there's the idea that the government is partially behind this because the president of Nigeria is a Fulani Muslim. And so at the very least, they're just letting this happen, but others are accusing them of being complicit with the whole plan of Islamicizing the entire country of Nigeria and using the Fulani Muslims as a way of destroying these Christian communities.
And not a lot of people know about the Fulani, but they are as dangerous as the Boko Haram, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, correct. Actually, they're worse, Kevin. The Boko Haram is very active in the north, but the Fulani are killing more people each year than Boko Haram. They're not getting the news attention globally. People, like you said in your program, they're not hearing about them. This is completely under the radar. And so the Nigerian government is trying to block this information from getting outside the country because they know it might affect, the economy and the aid that they receive from various countries. And so that's why I really want to thank you, Kevin, for allowing these stories to get told on the radio, because honestly, no one else is telling them. You can Google it. Maybe you'll find a few websites that are sharing some of them. But by considering what's happening,
right.
I mean, if 200 to 300 people were slaughtered in two or three days in the United States or in some Western country, this would be a massive, you know, story. And we would be changing our profile pictures on our Facebook account to stand in solidarity with them. With that horrific situation. So we're bringing this to light to ask people to pray, but also to support the Christian brothers and sisters of ours in Nigeria, because I was there. I saw them come fleeing from these villages with machete wounds, with people with fresh cuts on their foreheads and backs and arms and hands that didn't know where to turn to, didn't know where to go. We saw people on the side of the road just crying. We had to help them find just shelter and some food to keep going. Everyone that we met lost a loved one. They lost their farms. They lost their homes, the area that they live in, which they love so much. And they were just devastated. I mean, really, everything that they love and hold so dear had been just destroyed overnight by these militant Muslims.
And, Chris, CSI is the perfect organization to be drawing attention to this, because you guys have focused for many, many years, many decades, on the plight of people that are persecuted simply because of their faith on the globe. And we've heard the administration talk about it. We've tried to encourage them to take more action on it. But it is hard to get governments to pay attention. But one thing that is very important is when CSI goes into an area and you've got pastors on the ground, you've already got kind of a network in place where when these people are coming for help, you can immediately connect them with people that will not only give them greater security, but also help see to it that they, you know, get the medical attention and the other things that they need. And friends, that's where our support comes in. That's why I'm so grateful that you've already rescued 27 of these families. Now, there's more than 82 that need our help, but if we can help these 82 families before Christmas, that will be a tremendous gift, because again, you may have a short list of things that you want for Christmas. I know your kids do. My kids certainly do. They tell me all the time. But what these families want for Christmas is this: a chance to keep living. They just want a chance to practice their faith and to not be killed for it, and to be just very, very blunt. 888-342-1010. 27 families rescued, 55 families yet to rescue. They need our help right now. And here's the fun thing about tonight. We have a friend that has been listening to the broadcast the last few weeks, and they've made it known that if we can match 11 families tonight, 11 families worth of donations. So if your family could help one family, it's $225 that provides the food, the water, and the relocation and the medical attention. You supply all of that with the $225. If we can get through our listenership tonight 11 families to be cared for in full, there's another single listener that's going to match that family for family, but we need to do it before we're off the air tonight. So, and Joel's watching he's got access to the phone bank, and as you call and you're able to give your gift, or you can go online to my website, thebingethinker.com. And just click on the graphic that talks about CSI, and any of the graphics that show CSI, you can click through there. That'll take you straight to the webpage. There's actually a video there that you can watch as well. You see us using some of that on the B-roll tonight with Joel, but you can watch that. You can make a gift. But friends, there's 55 families to go. We have until Christmas to do it. I prefer not to wait until Christmas. I prefer to bring them the great news that they have been rescued already, and make sure that they are in place before the holiday rolls around. But again, the only crime they committed was that they just happened to be Christians. But we are under an 11-family match right now. If you can help us take care of 11 families, that's $225 to get one family relocated. Then I've got another listener, another single listener, all by their lonesome, going to take care of 11 families all on their own.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 150 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. This resident explains why.
When the wind kicks up, the stuff catches fire and then they can't control it.
Many famous people have reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. So far, one death has been reported in that area. Further north, in the city of Paradise, they're now calling it the most destructive wildfire in California history. The campfire has destroyed the town. More than 6,700 structures are gone, and 10 people are dead. Patients at the Feather River Hospital barely made it out alive. More than 3,000 people have been displaced, and at least 30 are still missing.
I watched my house in the rearview mirror burning up. It was in my backyard when we evacuated. So, yeah, everything's gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Online. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live, live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, we welcome you in. And if you're listening on numbers of radio stations across the country, we're grateful that you're there as well. And we just released some exciting news in the last segment. We have a listener that is so excited about our Nigerian Christmas project and helping these Christian families get relocated and get rescued from the dangerous Islamic radicals that they are being harassed by, that she has decided, I guess I shouldn't have revealed it was a she. Anyway, that she has decided that what she would like to do is encourage you to take care of a family. And the way she's going to encourage you to do that is if you choose to be a family that sponsors a family tonight, and if we get 11 of those families sponsored, she's going to give a gift of $2,500 that would match the 11 gifts of $225 that it would be to rescue these families. So would you consider going to the phone and making your call now? Because by giving that amount for that family right now, the $225, you're going to actually help rescue two families simultaneously, the one that you're sponsoring and then the one that our friend is as well. And it's just a way that she can try to say, hey, I believe in the cause, but I want to encourage others to do it as well. And I'm grateful that she's willing to step forward like that. And maybe you could do a much bigger gift. Maybe you're like her and you could do 5 or 6 or 11 families all on your own. If you wish to do that, it's that time of year. You may be looking for ways to maximize your tax deductions and so forth. CSI is a bona fide 501c3, and they fit all the legal things to get your tax deduction for doing that. But I hope you do it for a much better reason than just saving on your income tax, because these are people's lives that we're talking about. And Joel Vanderspeck is in charge of the American-based operations for CSI, and he's joining us from Southern California tonight, where, as we were reminded even in the break, looking up at the news, that your entire region, Joel, is under siege by flame, and we're just grateful that you're spending the time with us tonight. When people are thinking about this, the villagers that are outside of Joss, in these villages, they're more vulnerable to the Fulani because of where they are geographically. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, Kevin. They're in an area where the Muslim Fulani militias are coming in to attack them and create this an attempt to create an Islamic state in that area and Sharia law. And no one is stopping them. I mean, still to this day, after when I was there, 235 plus people were killed, and not one Fulani militant has been arrested.
There's no Nigerian troops on the border up there keeping them out. It's just kind of no man's land. So they're wandering across borders, just kind of coming through, and then they decide they want to attack a village, they go after them.
Correct. There are police, there are military personnel, but they stand back and they do nothing. The Christian community are very frustrated that has continued to take place. They've been just there as sheep to the slaughter. And you're right in saying, Kevin, that the militants come in at will whenever they want. And if a Christian is defending themselves, that's who the police or the military go after. They'll actually arrest the Christians for defending their villages. And the last I talked to one of the Christian activists on the ground, 10 Christians were imprisoned for defending one of their villages, the best they knew how, which was with the simple, whatever they had with them to try to protect their families.
Yeah.
And so
it's not like it's a fair fight. The Fulani are coming in with machetes and AK-47s mm-hmm. and cars and vehicles, and you're talking about primarily like farmers and miners.
Exactly. The farmers and miners are very simple people, beautiful people. They just want to go about their business, raising their families and working hard to supply, to provide for their children. And the militants are coming in with this Islamic, this radical agenda to wipe Christians off the land. It's a beautiful area, Kevin. It's fertile. It's green. You wouldn't believe. I mean, for this middle region of Nigeria, it's the breadbasket of the country. And the Christians are being wiped out. And the Fulani, they're cattle herders, so they put their cattle on these farms and they destroy all of the crops. And even to this day, I mean, we're talking, the attacks took place in June, the most recent horrific one. The Fulani are still on the farms of the Christians. No one has been able to remove them, or there's been no retaliation against them whatsoever after they slaughtered over 230 Christians. And the attacks continue.
So where are you taking, where do you relocate the families to? What's the setup for where they go?
Right. Well, we've any sort of shelter that we could find for them initially, which was a church compounds for the most part. We set them up in areas where we had to start building better structures for them. Some of the church buildings, the accessory dwellings didn't have roofs, for example.
Sure.
Some people were just sleeping in the open air. Malaria is an issue in that area, so we're trying to bring in mosquito nets just to prevent the spread of malaria. And the children, of course, thousands and thousands of children displaced, not able to attend their schools. They were in the middle of their exams for their school cycles during that time when the attacks took place.
Joel, hold that thought. Coming right back live from New York.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that shot right there is of Fifth Avenue, and it's one of the stores on Fifth Avenue here in town that is getting its Christmas decor put up. And it's one of those things where, you know, we love this time of year. We love this time of year for all the right reasons. We love to celebrate with our friends and family. In fact, just a couple of weeks from now, we're all hopefully going to be able to talk about what we're thankful for with our family around our tables and with our family. And What a tremendous thing it would be if we were able to say, and you know what, because I'm so thankful for what has happened to us this year, we're going to take about the same amount of money that it would cost us to serve this Thanksgiving dinner to, you know, all of our friends and family gathered around the table, and we're going to rescue a family and save their life. That would be an amazing thing if you were able to do that tonight. For $225, one Nigerian Christian family that is under threat of extinction from the Fulani Islamic radical Fulani herdsmen can be relocated, can be given food and medical treatment, and many times they need serious surgeries. And you can do all that for a one-time gift of $225. Or maybe you need to give a two-month gift of $113 for 2 months. That would take care of it. If you need to break it up even more than that, you can. Be as creative as you need to be. But if we could do it before Christmas, then we can rescue these 82 families that we've identified as being really in the greatest danger and really having the greatest needs. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Because of your diligence so far, we have rescued 27 families. And I'm grateful for every one of you that have helped us with that. And tonight, we've got a family for family match, but we need to get 11 families cared for. If we rescue 11 families tonight, then we have one independent donor who's going to come back and rescue another 11 all on their own. And I'm very grateful for that listener's generosity, but it's an opportunity for us to do twice as much good if we just give right now. And, you know, the holidays are going to get busy, and if you want to help and you want to do something special for the holidays to look outward and to help the world around you, this is a great way to do it. It's a great time to do it, because then you're not trying to cram it in before the end of the year. Go ahead and make the call now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and CSI, Christian Solidarity International, is our partner again this year. Last year, they gave us the opportunity to help liberate human trafficked slaves in northern Sudan, and because of your faithfulness, we were able to do, over the last year, close to 200 slaves were liberated, given freedom because of your generosity. This year, we're trying to rescue entire families that are under threat, and it's the unique work of Christian Solidarity International that we're partnering with in doing so. 888-342-1010. If you want to find out more information, go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Click on the CSI banner. That'll take you directly to a landing page that will tell you everything about the project. It'll tell you the things that the people are up against and what they're facing and how your money will go to help. You can do that as well through your smartphone. Just go to TheBingeThinker.com and then click on the CSI banner. But Joel Vanderspeck runs the American-based operations. And he is joining us from Southern California. A lot on his mind, obviously, because of the shooting and of the fires. And yet, here he is dedicating himself to helping those who are even in worse case. And I'm not saying that, Joel, to be inflammatory. I did say it on Twitter today. But it really is true. But it really is true. We have talked about the fire, and there's legitimate. I mean, 11 people have died, and we talked about the recounts, and there's abuse of government power being exercised. And yet, in Nigeria, you have a government that's looking the other way, while some population that's not even part of their citizenry are riding in and killing Christians that live in within their borders and are Nigerians. But they have no help. They have no help. Christian Solidarity International is the help, and they are helping to relocate them. They are helping to help them heal from the wounds and from the attacks, and then they're helping to get them food for the short term, food and water, and help them to survive in the process. So if you have not yet given, the number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and glad to have you with us. Now, do we have Joel back? We lost him temporarily there. Okay, Joel's not back with us just yet. And friends, you need to pray for CSI tonight. I mean, their offices are in Thousand Oaks, and this has been an adventure to get Joel to be able to join us tonight. But we're grateful that he is able to. 888-342-1010. Okay, Joel's back with us. And Joel, the idea that this help is really not coming from anywhere else is not one that is understated. There's literally no other resources coming to help these families.
Absolutely. It cannot be understated, what you just said, Kevin. Imagine if there was a fire happening like the ones we're seeing in Southern California right now, and you call the fire department and no one answers, or they say, sorry, we've not been authorized by the Capitol to come to your house, even though it's burning. That's precisely what's happening. And then you find out that not only the fire department is completely dysfunctional or they're turning a blind eye to what's happening, but you find out that the city council and the government is complicit with all of this type of activity in letting Christians be slaughtered. And that's precisely what's happening. They feel alone, Kevin. And I met them. We have so many stories here that I could share with your listeners.
Share one with us.
Yeah, I think about Joseph, for example. So Franco, our project manager on the ground in Nigeria, and I was on the phone with him today, and he's explaining the situation is still horrific. Franco and I went to the hospital, local hospital, and there was over 150 kids in the intensive care unit with machete cuts, deep machete cuts, bullet wounds. We saw infants as young as 6 months old that had multiple gunshot wounds. And there we met lots of kids. It was heartbreaking, Kevin. Think about Joseph, really stood out. Sharp-looking kid, but he was obviously really downcast because what had just happened. He was inside of his home. The Fulani came. They beat down the door. He hid in the room with his mom and sister, and then he felt the heat coming because they just lit the house on fire. And he managed to escape, and when he came out, the Fulani started cutting him with a machete. They started slashing him, and they shot him. He was burned. He was cut, and he was shot. And he survived. His mother and sister, unfortunately, did not. And so we had come to the bedside of so many kids that had lost their parents.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Glad you're with us. Final segment of hour one. And, friend, if you haven't yet done it, there is a challenge underway tonight. In fact, I just confirmed with the lovely bride, and we're making one of the gifts we intended to make in this campaign tonight because we want to get that matching challenge in. So I know that we've got at least one gift in because the McCulloughs are just giving theirs right now. But are there 10 more that will join us, or have there been already? We'll find out in a little bit. Friends, if we can get 11 families taken care of, there is another listener tonight who is going to also match that with a one-time gift of 11 families as a single gift. She's going to rescue 11 families. We were speaking with Joel Vanderspeck before the break. And, Joel, the stories, these are really what just ripped my heart out. And I can only imagine a young boy like what you were describing just before the break who goes through all of that physical trauma. He was burned. He was shot. He was cut. That he survives is in and of itself a miracle. But the fact that his mother and his sister are no longer with him, CSI is running into needs for some of these people that are going to be, you know, they're going to be permanently changed in a very harsh way, and they need help. Getting them relocated and getting food and basic medical care to them is just the beginning of the journey for most of them.
Mm-hmm. It is, Kevin.
Yeah. So what we really need to do is to continue to pray even after we give that these and I guess in hour two I can ask you a little bit more about this too. But I feel like that there's more that we should be saying to our governments and to the world leaders that there needs to be some attention drawn to this crisis.
No, absolutely. And Dr. John Eibner, the CEO of CSI USA and of CSI International, met with Sam Brownback this last week in Washington, the Religious Liberties Ambassador for the U.S. government. So we're raising the case of the Nigerian Christians to the U.S. government, and a lot more needs to be done because the U.S. does provide aid to Nigeria. So the U.S. can have tremendous amount of influence on these type of situations if they raise the issue to the government, yeah, the Nigerian government.
But the first step is to try to save the individuals themselves, and that's what's so desperately needed right now.
No, absolutely. And there's so many that are in tremendous need right now of medical attention. Kevin, when Franco and I were in that hospital, there was five young children that had deep machete wounds on their necks. And those kids, the Fulani tried to decapitate those kids. And these are the survivors of this massacre. Countless numbers of other kids were just slaughtered in those villages.
Yeah.
But the ones that made it out, the thousands that made it out of these villages, they left their homes, their farms, everything they know and love in those communities. And they're in desperate need of our help today. And they sent a message of thanks. You know, people say, wow, Joel, you're a hero. You're going out there to Nigeria. I'm not. It's Kevin, it's your donors that are making a difference. And, yeah, the situation in Nigeria.
So, friends, pick up that phone and call before this hour is done, because that challenge is underway, and we can help twice as many families tonight. Here's that phone number.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
And have them.